Hey, podcasters. Yay. Well, hang on. Strap in. It's a roller coaster.
Oh, it's a big roller coaster, this one.
We didn't even know what was happening till it was happening.
Nah.
It was one of those shows.
Listen, this is why morning meetings should happen without us. Everyone else can have their morning meetings and come up with this list, and then you and me swan in at 6:01 and go, what are you got on your list?
We need the infrastructure. The reason we can be loose in the middle is because of the tight ends.
Okay, how about this?
Your
we start
a tight
at 8:30 and we finish at 8:35.
I think that would be amazing. I think we need to do the show backwards.
Yes.
We need to figure out how to make time work the other way.
How about we do it at midday? You know those.
How about we live in LA and do the show at 1 p.m. every day? Oh, yeah. Wait, someone already does that. Oh.
But you know those places that have all day breakfast? They're always the best cafes.
Yeah.
Well, why can't we do all day breakfast, but we just do the 12 o'clock shifts?
I still think lots of people would listen.
Oh, absolutely, they would.
Yeah.
People are driving somewhere.
I'm so tired. I want to take my eyeballs out and put them in acid.
Yeah, that's tired.
That is tired.
You slept eight.
I slept eight.
You slept eight. That's what we're going to talk
sleep
about.
Sleep eating, sleep rooting. Oh my God, sleep there's roots. So much stuff going on. Phantom humping.
Phantom nighttime roots.
Pubes on my face. And that's a different break.
What a highbrow.
Oh my God.
Solve the problems of the world.
Highbrow. Hairy highbrow.
Hairy highbrow.
Oh, don't forget to subscribe and, you know, tell everyone. If you've listened to this, what did you just say?
I just said Gooch.
What, Gooch?
It's a funny name for your perineum.
Is it? I never heard it called a Gooch.
Gooch or
not. Don't you bleep Gooch, because I could be saying Gucci. Could be short for Gucci.
Gooch.
No, Gucci. He won't.
Like if you listen to us and you like us, go tell a friend. Today's Bring a Friend Day
or
to the
a psychologist.
Today's that too. Today's Bring a Friend Day to the podcast.
Yes.
So all of you listening now must go out and bring one more friend to it, and let me see the results of that on the podcast charts tomorrow, please. Bye bye.
It's the radio show that really knows how to sell a song.
When we're live, I'll go, oh my God, I love that song. Yeah. It sounds like Kid Rock and Keith Urban had an abomination that should be set on fire.
Yes.
Great.
That worked.
Hosted by two people who really know how to describe themselves.
You look like you should be walking around with an axe.
I swing an axe at taxis.
Yes.
From my car.
Yes.
With all the conversations you normally have over breakfast.
Now, you know, there is one particular topic I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, glitter.
Sex robots.
Yep.
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Green.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 17th of August. Yesterday was the hottest August morning in the history of record keeping.
Ever.
So you guys know.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a big deal. It's just the hottest ever.
I think there would have been a few little stiffies in the pants of Bureau of Meteorology yesterday.
Yes, because it was a weird day.
A few of those guys would have been like, this is our grand final.
Yeah.
You know? Little chub.
Little
half mongrel.
Little semion.
Semi. Oh, I haven't heard that word since 1992. It's good, isn't it? He's got a semi. He's
got a semi. With the crashy's truck.
We have got favourite things to reveal after 7. We have Alpha Barks, which we've kind of given up on.
I gave up on that a long time ago. Listen, you still have a chance. Everybody has a chance every morning.
No,
you have a chance. Yes, they are. There's 10 questions. If you get them right, you get $50,000. It's just that idiots call up.
Nah, if you hear that a bloke's got through, know that it's extra hard too. But before we kick into another wonderful day on this planet.
Hey, darling.
It's time for some dolly.
Dolly's just walked in.
Just come in. I look like a woman, but I think like a man. I've done business with men who think I'm as silly as I look. By the time they realize I'm not, I done got the money and gone.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys should be in this studio for what we talk about off air.
Let's just reenact the off air conversation.
Let's not.
So I said, when my alarm went off this morning, I've lost my voice because my alarm went off this morning at the time it goes off, and I just screamed without
you screamed
even,
at it.
No!
Yeah, I screamed at a traffic light on the way to work because it went red. And no then, reason. I just went, get it!
And then Ben said, I said I couldn't fall asleep last night. And Ben said, you need to self-pleasure more.
That's right.
And I said, the novelty's worn off.
Yeah. Look,
it's too much work.
You know you're old when you finish halfway through, you're like, can't be stuffed.
Or you fall asleep halfway through.
Like, nah, I'll get back to it.
Never do.
Nah, you never do.
Nah, you never. Just like one of those jobs around the house. You start it.
I'm genuinely at the point where I'm scheduling in weights.
Pretty much.
I'm like, I better do one on Wednesday.
And then I find reasons to make an excuse and avoid it like a scorned lover.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, I can't be bothered.
We are so old. Oh my God. So this is so scattered, which is very unusual for us. Speaking of, there's a job going that'll pay you £28,000 to go on unlimited holidays and test out sex toys.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, fantastic.
A lot of clams. What? For working your clam.
Yeah. The brand. What's the bearded clam?
Yeah.
The hairy bearded clam.
The bearded clam.
A lot of clams.
Yeah.
Grow up.
How immature.
Grow up.
Listen, someone's got to test them out.
Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, that's cool, right? It's called Love Woo. And they.
Well, you can't have sex toys just willy-nilly going into society without being tested.
No willy-nilly.
You might take an A out. Sure.
Willies and A's and I's. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. It does say, though, I mean, they're not just going to take anyone. You've got to send in a CV and a video application.
Oh, do you? Oh, of course you do.
And then I'm like, yeah, this is great. And then another story popped up on my computer, and I'm like, I want to talk about this. And it does involve pussies.
Pussy.
A cat.
Oh.
A cat.
That type of pussy.
The Chateau Marmont.
Yes.
You know that really fancy hotel in LA?
Yes, I've heard of it by name.
I've sent a cease and desist letter to Cat Grooming Service. Chateau Marmont.
Chateau Marmont. Because of the same name. In case the guests get confused.
Oh my God.
This is so amazing. They sent a letter. The Chateau has spent nearly 100 years cultivating its brand. And was Chateau Marmont... No bar services are offered to cats at any time. To our knowledge, your client has never used its luxury hotel to shelter homeless animals. Like, they just went on and on and on. And this poor place, this Chateau Marmont, can't take them on, so they're going to have to change their name.
Yeah, but...
Oh, come on. Chateau Marmont, that's
Chateau
brilliant.
Chateau Marmont is pretty brilliant.
What?
Leave them alone, you just big, nasty guys that definitely are not listening to our show.
Chateau Marmont is brilliant. Let them have it.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. We started.
We started. I'm too tired to masturbate.
Yeah.
And we've ended.
At a cat hotel.
At a cat hotel. Seems about right.
Yeah.
You made such a great Britney opener.
That isn't the actual song.
No, it's a different song. That was Gimme More. You parodied. Let's go.
Oh, Brit, I'm gonna.
You want to talk, Britney? We're going to talk, Britney. Should we talk, Britney? It's better work, bish. Not talking Mussolini. He's just a big mini. With a small weenie. We better talk, Brits. Imagine being Mussolini.
Poor Mussolini.
And then just copping it from Harley Breen.
Yeah.
Some sweet smackdown.
Yeah, that guy's really suffered.
He's tiny little weenie.
He's dead.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about Britney. We just wanted an excuse to play that excellent opener. What we're going to speak about is, look, I'm weak today. I'm not going to lie. I'm at about 4 out of 10.
That's all right.
So it could be really good for the show, or we could end up losing our jobs.
Look, 4 out of 10.
It's a slippery slope.
At M, 4 out of 10 is like a normal person's 9 out of 10.
Yes.
So it's fine.
All the support team are like, is she dead?
Whatever.
Did she die overnight?
Have you seen what we do on stage?
Have you seen what I'm wearing?
You're lucky to have us.
Got all black on today.
Yeah. With a unicorn and She-Ra.
Still looking amazing.
I'm sorry, who is it?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Oh.
Whose face is it? So She-Ra.
I don't know. Oh, RuPaul.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
It's RuPaul dressed as She-Ra.
Do you know,
on my T-shirt.
I not as much as you, but I quite like the drag race.
So. Do you?
Oh, yes.
Why have we never spoken to who's your favourite?
No, so I have watched a long time
ago. Just describe
any.
I know one of them by look. Who is it?
I can't think. It was many seasons ago.
Okay, yeah.
Though. But I've been watching. I watched the whole season because a friend of mine, Claire Hooper, friend of the show.
Yeah,
she had been given, she was working for that company.
For Foxtel.
Yeah. And had been given little discs of it. So
yes.
I was watching it. I was like, this is great. I'm not lying. I reckon I got through a whole season before I realised that the man that was hosting And the woman that was hosting
with the same
was
person.
RuPaul.
No.
I'm not making it up.
I don't believe you.
I didn't know.
But they called them Ru. Weren't you concerned?
I don't know. I was double screening, and then at one point I went, wait, is that... Shut up.
How dare you come into my house and be so uneducated on the greatest show ever to exist ever. And I've never talked about it on air because I'm afraid if I ever unleashed my love for RuPaul and the Queens, I have an encyclopedic knowledge of all 9 seasons plus the 2 All-Stars seasons. My children and I watch it every night. It's where I go when I'm sad. I was watching it at 11 p.m. last night.
You should have been in bed.
I was. Oh. I told you I was trying to sleep without a sedative last night.
Watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Let's talk about what we had in the log.
No, I can't be boring.
Boring.
Out. Yesterday we were talking about Uber ratings because there was obviously there's a bit of, you know, argy-bargy going on between the taxi industry and Uber at the moment, just for something new. And yeah.
It's boring.
But
guess what? The consumer gets to decide and you guys just shut your mouths.
You know what I heard down in Melbourne? There was a massive kerfuffle at the airport and the taxi drivers stopped driving in protest of the Ubers. So the Ubers are like, thank you so much. And so everyone was just calling Ubers because the taxi driver.
And everything surged. Same thing happened in Adelaide.
Like if you're going to if you're gonna protest another rideshare company.
Yeah, they're going to win.
Don't take away the ability for people to get a ride because they're going to go to that company you're protesting.
Yeah.
Just a tip for the taxi industry.
And guess what, taxis? I get in you sometimes. Sometimes I get in Uber.
Okay, you guys, listen to this. Just trust me. There's a podcast called The Dollop.
The Dollop.
And it's...
I've met them.
It's the funniest podcast.
Yes.
I'll have to say it. It's the funniest one online.
Yeah.
And they've got an episode about Uber.
Right.
And that caused me to delete the app.
Oh.
Yeah.
Full controversial.
On. And my best mate, one of my best mates, Brad, just started working for Uber, so that was fun. but what you can do is check your rating. So,
yes.
So while driving, we can rate drivers.
Yeah.
They can
sometimes
also,
I am harsh.
They can also rate passengers.
I only just found this out.
I know. And we were all discussing this yesterday. So everyone in the team, you just swipe across and you can check what the drivers have rated you.
Yeah.
And everyone in the team's pretty good, except there was one dunce.
Although I'm pretty...
second lowest.
I'm second lowest. So the highest is Giggling Ben at a 4.9, which let's just call that a 5.
That's great.
Basically, that's all 5s with maybe 1 or 2 4.
Yeah.
Drops that to a 4.9.
Yeah,
What were you at? You're on this
4.75.
4.7. Max is 4.7.
Yeah.
4.8, very high. I'm 4.6. I don't know, probably because I told the guy to stop talking to me.
Our newsreader, Gogsy and I share a 4.75.
Yep.
Lukey,
he's high.
Yeah, he's high. And then we got to one member of the team, and I have to say I wasn't surprised because she sends spinach back when it gets when it comes cold. Come into the studio, Jewish princess Sarah.
I have to be honest with you, I'm very surprised at this because I find Sarah to have a lovely demeanor.
Mate.
She's approachable.
Thanks, Huff.
A nice person.
Get on the mic, you.
You have been a horrible person in the Uber.
Does it really surprise you?
Can I tell you, it actually does. But let's just reveal what your score was.
3.
My score is 3.95.
Oh, let's not worry about the 5.
Let's tell,
But honestly, I just don't talk when I'm in there. Like, I don't like to engage in conversation because I'm scared of the Uber drivers, so I'm just mute.
This isn't not talking. This is you shat yourself.
Do you know how bad? This is having sex with your husband in the back seat bad. This is not good.
One time the Uber driver had one of those funny pillows, you know, like when you're on an aeroplane.
Yeah.
And so I did take a photo and send it to my friend.
So you're taking secret photos and mocking the drivers.
So possibly he may have seen.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, I have no idea how I got that rating.
Have you had a fight with people?
No, I'm just quiet. I just don't say one word.
Do you complain about the smell of a car?
I say nothing.
I don't even make eye contact. That might be the problem.
Granted, at times when they ask me about my day, a very one word, that's it.
What's wrong with you, you little
Because
weirdo?
The reason that this is important...
We need to describe Sarah. She's a teensy little JP, head of the Jewish community. Yesterday, we were trying to find a lady from Tom's and says, he's like, oh, she's Jewish. I'll know her. She did.
She did know her.
Made a few calls. Bang, got her on.
But if you score lower than a 4, Ubers may not turn up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm in strife. I didn't know that.
0.05 under pickupable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Yes.
Yes. 1760. Oh, good! It's a good prize for the best caller today.
What is it?
It is.
Oh yeah, that one.
It is a VIP package to Made by the Hill, including transfers, hotel accommodation at the Novotel, private booth area with a table, and a bottle of Moet on arrival.
Hello.
Voila.
It's a good night out. That one.
So good. Today is what's a superior best worst movie?
Yeah, it's a crappy movie
that you love.
Yeah.
For me, the one that sprung to mind straight away, I went and saw this. It came out in 2010, and it stars Cher.
Okay, that's sort of a good start for a bad film.
And Christina Aguilera.
Right. Okay? Ding, ding, ding.
It was incredible.
Not known for their acting prowess.
Well, Cher can't move her face.
No.
Which I have no problem with.
She was the mother in Lionheart, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, she was great in Mermaids. Didn't she? Didn't she win an Academy Award for Moonstruck?
Moonstruck. She's amazing.
I'm just saying, throughout the film, I didn't know what was going to happen in a scene. I didn't know if Cher was angry, sad, or surprised.
Right. Post Botox.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Let's have a little listen.
Are you Tess?
And you're in my mirror because?
I've never seen anything like this before.
Great enthusiasm, terrible timing.
Isn't that the chick that was backstage yesterday?
I want to be up there. I want to do that.
Question is, do you have the talent? Because you're on.
I love it so much. And Alan Cumming had all my favourite in there, I have to say. And, you know, Christina Aguilera plays Ally, the small town girl that comes to town. All she wants to do is sing and dance, and she ends up as a waitress at the burlesque bar, which is the greatest house of burlesque ever, but it's, you know, it's on a downer. And then her and Cher, you know, they have this little confrontation and they sing some songs together. And then Ally ends up on the stage, spoiler alert, and, oh, my God, Cher's crying. She's laughing in the same scene, can't tell.
Right.
Well, Cher, what's the superior
worst? I don't really have one.
Yes, you do. No. You know, you have your superior best worst movie. I reckon.
How? Say it. Dare.
Armageddon.
You!
You talk about Armageddon all
because
the time.
Because it is a beautiful documentary about the time that Bruce Willis and his band of brothers saved the world.
It's crap.
We were going to die, and they selflessly got on a rocket because they're oil rig workers and drilled into a meteorite and put an atomic bomb in it and blew it up so that it didn't destroy the world. How dare you, Em?
It is one of the worst movies.
It is one of the greatest moments of human history. And I'm disgusted to be on the team with you.
You bring up the documentary Armageddon twice a week. Twice a week off air. Like, in that documentary Armageddon. And I just don't understand because it is terrible. And you love it so much. You weird in it.
Steve Buscemi. He's in it. He loses it. He goes space crazy.
Do you want to close my eyes?
Yeah. No, let's talk about Steve Taylor doing the international anthem.
Oh, it's a terrible movie. Have we got a bit of it?
Oh, I love Nothing's it so
popped
much.
Up yet.
Okay. 1360.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Stop it. It's a terrible movie.
He's the astronaut that's got a limp, can't go to space.
You know, that's so weird. That's the movie my mum saw my first ever boyfriend cheating on me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least he was watching a documentary about the time that Bruce Willis saved the world.
It's not a documentary. 1360. What's a superior best worst movie? Oh. Tear to the eye. What's the stupid fact you gave me?
About what?
This guy's daughter.
Oh, yeah, she's in it. Liv Tyler is Ben Affleck's love interest in the film.
I think their last name's Tyler, not Taylor.
Yep, it's Tyler.
I don't want to correct you, oh, world's greatest documentarian commentator, but I'm pretty
There's
sure
no
it's
way,
Steve.
It's Tyler.
You said Steve Taylor before, and I've never heard you be more Aussie.
I like to Aussie him up a bit. Steve Tyler. Sounds a bit foreign. Steve Taylor. Righto, mate. Let's have a beer.
Steve-o. Bow ties. 13, 10, 60. What is the best, worst
Owen Wilson's
movie?
In it. We'll take you.
Joking. No. That is a cavalcade of shit actors.
There's next no acting.
Is Rob Schneider in it?
They were selfless. He's the rocket. Everyone climbs inside Rob Schneider.
Is that Juice Bigelow?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in every shit. Is Adam Sandler there too?
Yeah, sure. But they're all in it.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
What's a superior best worst movie? Mm. So a movie you acknowledge may not have the most accolades.
Yes.
Maybe laughed at when mentioned in conversation.
Yes.
But for you, it's your happy place.
Yeah.
Yours is the documentary Armageddon.
That is not a bad film. That's a very good film.
Terrible
That's
film.
One of the best things ever
You didn't
made.
Even want me. When I suggested it, you got genuinely offended.
How dare you?
How dare you? Mine Yours. Was. Burlesque.
Burlesque.
And
yes.
If you're looking for an unintentional comedy, holy moly. Yeah. I don't remember laughing so hard.
So Snakes on a Plane, but I'm still not sure about it. Is it unintentional? Is it because I'm a big Samuel L. Jackson fan.
Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah. And I think he knows what he's doing. He's no slouch.
No.
He's no idiot.
He's in a new action film with, I want to say, I always get them mixed up, Ryan Reynolds, who plays Deadpool.
Yeah.
And Samuel L. Jackson is playing a parody of himself in that. So I reckon he knows.
Yeah, he knew.
Yeah. He's asking for his Emma F and yogurt in this one. So, he's on it.
We have a grab from Armageddon if you would like.
What hit us? Small asteroid fragments.
This morning. How big were those?
Those were nothing. The size of basketballs and Volkswagens.
This new one you're tracking, how big?
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
It's what we call a global killer.
The end of mankind.
Half the world will be incinerated by the heat blast. And the rest will freeze to death in nuclear winter.
Basically the worst parts of the Bible.
Listen to me. That was Billy Bob Thornton talking there.
Basically the worst parts
Worst parts of the Bible. And that is the moment. That was the change that the world needed.
Is Tommy Lee in there? What, Tommy Lee Jones?
No.
Was that in there too? Oh. Is every Southern white actor they could muster?
There was a lot of real.
There's a lot of racial diversity in that film.
Can't
think of one POC, can you? Yeah. Christy and Rozelle, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Chris, what's the superior best worst movie?
100%. It's Dude, Where's My Car?
Great.
But you've got to watch it hungover.
Yes, I agree. Or start watching it when you're drinking and then watch the other half hungover.
Ashton Kutcher's finest work, so I may argue.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's how I met
Dude, where's my car?
They can't remember a thing.
Hi, Josie. I had a really good time with you last night.
Have you seen my car?
Well, I saw the back seat.
Oh, I'm talking about the whole thing.
It's the original Hangover.
It is. Yeah. It's so gross.
Michael Clark Duncan was in Armageddon. POC.
Person of colour.
Died in the first 5 minutes, probably.
Did he make it?
He's lasted. The only person that died for our sins was Bruce Willis.
Wow. And he went on to make a lot of films afterwards.
He'd made them before he went up.
Okay, because it's a documentary, actually.
They've been released posthumously.
Okay. He's the prince of the acting world.
Absolutely, he is.
Jenny in Blacktown. Hey, Jen.
Oh, hi. Without doubt, one of the best musicals of all time, Grease 2.
Oh, sequel no one wanted.
Grease 2 is
terrible. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yep.
And I remember it involves an English exchange student coming over and then her having to de-nerd him. And, oh, God, it was really bad.
Pfeiffer has had an exceptional amount of failures.
Hello, boys.
Good morning, Miss Mason.
I would really love to see all of you in music appreciation this year, okay?
I'd like to see all of you in music appreciation this year.
Jenny, do you remember the song, the main song?
Oh, the only song that I remember that we loved was Cool Rider.
Cool Rider,
that was great.
I need a cool rider. I need a cool, 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 cool rider.
That's the one.
Such a bad film. It's terrible. Thanks, Jen. Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's the superior best worst movie?
She's the Man.
She's the Man.
I love She's the Man. Yeah.
Now, she's headed to Elyria Academy.
Let's go kick cow!
Where the men have games and the women have attitude.
Hey there, pretty lady.
Ew. Girls with butts like mine do not talk to boys with faces like yours.
Nice.
Wow. And Channing Tatum's in that movie.
That's right. When I first started to love him.
Yeah. And yeah.
The great Shakespearean actor, Channing Tatum.
I always go to say Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum makes more sense.
I have to try so hard to say Channing Tatum. You don't understand. My brain melts.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. Don't you think?
That's who he is now.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Forever.
If he comes on the show.
Hey,
hello, Channing.
Channing. Oh, if he came on the show.
Mr. Tatum.
That sounds like a rash. Jamie in Penrith. Hey, Jamie.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yes, good, mate.
What's the superior best worst movie?
Zoolander 2.
Zoolander 2.
Yeah.
The fashion industry has been behind every major political assassination over the last 200 years. And behind every hit, a male model.
So why male models?
They do as they're told.
That is not true.
Yes, it is, Derek.
Okay.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
The only good thing is Megami. Like,
the problem is because Zoolander was so exceptional.
Oh my gosh.
I thought as a comedy, it was very well done for Mr. Stiller and Mr. Wilson, who survived the
Armageddon.
The Armageddon
to make the film.
And Zoolander 2 was not needed.
I just recently watched that with my daughter Odette because she loved Zoolander 1, and even Odie Tenderbin said that wasn't as good as the film.
Yeah.
But they waited a long time. It was like 50 years between.
Yeah, there was 50 years.
They looked very old in the second one. Was it good? Let's award it to, look, Jenny in Blacktown. Jen.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
You've got a VIP package to Made by the Hill. You get overnight stay at the Novotel, a booth with a table, and a bottle of Moët on arrival. Have you got someone you can take for a sexy day?
Yeah, I take hubby. We got a wedding anniversary coming up, so great timing. Fantastic.
Oh, that's absolutely perfect.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You can pop Grease 2 on in the hotel room.
For sure, absolutely.
Thanks, honey. Thanks, everyone.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
These I am and Holly's favourite things.
Well, I have the envelope in my hot little hands.
I'm texting my dad while I'm doing it.
Oh, hey, Rev. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, what's up, Rev?
Hey, Rev. Here we go. Today's favourite thing is...
What?
Wow.
What's happened? You don't often do that.
Two tickets...
Yes.
...to see John Peter Farnham...
Oh!
...in December. Two tickets... to see Ed Sheeran in March.
What?
And two tickets to see Harry Styles in April.
Oh, wow.
And $1,000 cash.
What? All the mullets.
All the mullets. All the soft feather mullets. Yeah. Business in the front, dinner party in the back.
Yeah.
Oh. Farnham, Sheeran and Styles.
I thought Farnham retired.
He does.
He does.
It's a fluid situation. It's fluid retirement.
It's fluid.
Yeah, when he needs it, when he
in
wants
in and out.
Yeah.
As you go.
John Peter Farnham can do whatever he wants in my
absolutely.
Mind. Don't even worry about that.
Yep.
That's exciting. Gee, so listen up for that.
Great prize.
Tickets to see Farnham, tickets to see Sheeran, tickets to see Styles, plus $1,000 cash in your pocket.
And you know what? That's three different friends.
Yeah.
Because one might be into Farnham, not much into Styles.
Yeah.
That's a great prize.
That is such a good prize.
Now, I want to talk about something that I've talked about before.
The documentary Armageddon.
Documentary Armageddon. I think we should do a whole show about it one day.
I think you could do a whole stand-up show about the documentary Armageddon. I feel like your next stand-up show should
it's
be
called the documentary Armageddon. That's a really great idea.
Thank you.
Because the poster's going to be awesome.
100%.
It's going to be my face instead of Bruce.
Yes.
God rest his soul. Pre-cut veggies can get in the bin.
Yeah, you're against it.
I'm against it because I feel like it is the beginning of the end. It's extra plastic. It's lazy.
I buy pre-cut mushrooms.
Yes, you do.
I'm sorry.
And then the last time I talked about this, a lady wrote that was ableist. You're being an ableist.
For cauliflower rice,
because people that have physical impairments actually find that quite a helpful thing. And hand on heart, I didn't realise that was even a thing.
Neither of us did.
And I was like, oh, of course, that would be very good if you had some form of physical impairment. That'd be great. But let's be honest, that's not the majority of the people that are buying it.
No.
It's time poor people who are being lazy.
It's me.
But yeah.
I bought pre-cut celery yesterday from the market.
Pre-cut celery?
Yeah, but it was in a paper bag. I feel like that justified
the pre-cut.
I would pretty much buy my entire meal pre-cut if that was on the table.
Just pre-chew.
Yeah.
You'd buy it off a mummy bird and just spit it in
my
your
mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw a version of pre-cut veggies where I was like, actually, that's awesome.
Really?
Mainly because of the way that the guys who were buying it sold it. So I want you to picture these men.
Okay.
They are a stereotypical image of, oh, I'm a man.
Yes.
I'm a man. There's high vis. Me.
Yeah.
But high vis involved. Steel cap boots. Yeah. Shorts.
So you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flat out. And they've just come off the work site. They're stopping in at the supermarket on the way home to have their dinner.
Yeah.
And one of them has, they're at the freezer section and it's pre-cut onions. And he's grabbed that and his mate's gone, what are you doing? And he goes, no more tears, bro. No more tears.
What? You witnessed this?
Straight up. No. Exactly, no more tears, bro. No more tears. And then his mate just nodded in agreement and walked off. And I was like, I didn't even need onions, but I'm buying some pre-cut frozen onions.
Yesterday, my daughter Chella came into work.
Yes.
She was shooting her short film
at
school. And she's a very talented photographer, my kid. She takes great photos. She's got a really good eye. And I was holding her phone yesterday, and I like going through her photos because they're awesome.
Yes.
So I'm flicking through her phone yesterday.
Yeah. Like, that's dangerous.
No, not with her.
Okay.
Like, and she doesn't keep her phone secret for me, so we don't have any, like, she's okay, like, right. Yeah, sure, look, she's not weird about her phone.
Right.
And so I was looking through her photos, and then I came across a screenshot of one of her apps.
Yeah.
My daughter has an app that tracks her period, so she, she knows when it's coming and all that stuff. There was a screenshot of that period app, and she'd circled something, and it's obviously, you screenshot something and send it to your friends.
Hmm.
That's something that you've seen that, and it said you haven't tracked your period for 2 months pregnant. And so,
wait, what?
I know. And I said to her,
pardon?
I said, Chella, and she starts hysterically laughing.
Oh, that's good. That's
okay?
A good response.
She starts hysterically laughing,
and she said, to stop breathing.
Oh, you? I know. You didn't blink. Oh, I wouldn't be here. Don't worry about that. We'd already be. And I'm like, but that moment, time. Stood still for
yes,
me. She's, by the way, my daughter's not pregnant.
No.
Not even close.
That's good.
But for 1 second in time, my heart stopped.
Yeah.
Everything stopped.
Not even the parent.
No.
I was like, wait, what?
And I flicked the phone around just straight away, and she's just laughing hysterically. So straight away, I'm like, my hands with relief.
Grandma M is a great.
Nana
M. I love it. Nana M.
Can you wait?
Nanny.
Can you even? Not yet. Not for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so she's like, nah, I just got slack and didn't put my period in for 2 months. She didn't, like, log it.
Oh, she didn't log her period.
Oh, my God, Harley. You should have seen me. She's like, as if. I go, well, why have you screenshotted it with a big red circle around it? Because I thought it was funny. I sent it to the girls.
Yeah, it's funny for everyone but your mother.
I actually shat my pants in relief.
If I'm ever going through Leonard's period app and that happens, I will lose it.
These I am and Harley's favourite things.
Oh, and today's one is an absolute corker.
Mm.
Two tickets to see John Farnham, two tickets to see Ed Sheeran,
boom.
Two tickets to see Harry Styles,
smash.
And $1,000 cash.
Rad.
Thank you, guy from Police Academy.
All the sound effects.
Car.
Broom.
Truck.
Rah.
Plane. M. Rossiano.
Fly. Say words. I'm the best impersonator.
You are.
I love it.
Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
Natasha in the Blue Mountains, g'day.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm gonna help. who's your favourite singer ever?
Oh, John Farnham.
John Peter Farnham.
Yes.
Oh my God, you can just sell the other tickets if you want because you're gonna go. You're going to see Johnny.
Yay! You guys are a legend.
Yes, we are.
Oh my God.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah, and you get to see Ed Sheeran in March and Harry Styles in April, and you get $1,000 cash too, Natasha. Oh,
you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
131060 is a group of numbers. If you put them together, you'll get through to this radio station. Have you had retrospective awkwardness?
Explain yourself.
Right. So it's when you've said something, you've done something, it's cool at the time, and then later on into the future, at any amount of time, there's a detail about that moment revealed and you're like, what? Oh, that's so awkward. For example, I've just moved to a new house.
Yeah.
When I was inspecting the house, the previous tenant was in the house and I was a bit nervous about the state of the place because the last place I was in had a leaky roof. And I said, what's the reason you're moving out? Because I just want to know. And she said, oh, my mum's getting a bit old. I want to live closer to her. So we're just moving across town to be closer to her. I'm like, okay. Just met the neighbours. And the neighbor's like, yeah, they had a really rough marriage breakdown. And that's why I'm like, so awkward. That poor woman. Because I asked a question that I thought was innocent. But actually, when you review it, it's quite a private matter of why you're moving.
See, if you had have asked me that question, I would have been shut the hell up, dude.
Yeah. Why are you leaving the house?
None of your business.
I don't know. You get out.
Your face?
Yeah.
Because
so now I feel like I want to track that woman down and go, hey, sorry. I'm sorry about your marriage breakdown.
You're a big, tall, scary dude.
Yeah.
And you just go, why are you moving
out? Why are you leaving this house? Does the roof leak? It better not. Suck shit on your marriage.
And this poor woman, she's probably out the back just cutting up her photos.
Yeah,
you know, crying. She's probably set the dress on fire. She's like, she's got to go back and live with her mum. I've been that person. I've had to, my marriage has ended and I've had to go live with my mum.
Yeah.
And I don't want some dude walking like Ian Turpey Jr. Yes. walking in and asking me while I'm moving out.
Yeah.
So you're going to track her down?
No. That awkwardness is going to stay in the air for a
night. Fantastic. No, don't go. Keep going.
No, you were going to tell
me. Oh, I know, but mine's not the same.
It's slightly different.
I realise
it. You realised it on your own accord.
I had a situation where at the time I thought what I said was hilarious and pithy.
Yeah.
And then last night as I was going to sleep, I was doing what I do where I go through the day.
See, I haven't come up with this term. I can't remember who did. But anyway, it's called a douche chill. Is what you had.
Oh, I had a douche chill.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, because you were post-moment, you went,
yes!
Oh, what did I do that for?
Why did I say those words to that person? Yeah. And at the time, I was like, this is A-okay to say. Yeah. And then 6 hours later, after douche chill, that also works in two ways. You can have a douche chill, where you're like, oh my God, why did I say that?
Yeah.
Or you've chilled on it and realised you're a douchebag.
Yes.
So that works on two levels. And
I was 1060, when was your last douche chill?
When was your last douche chill? I had a double douche chill yesterday.
Double douche chill.
I saw Grumpy Dave, who's the boss of the radio station.
There's lots of bosses.
Lots of bosses.
At this place.
And I've known Grumpy Dave since 2004. He was my first boss in radio, the first person I ever met in broadcasting. Yeah. So we're pretty good mates.
His birth name is not Grumpy Dave, by the way.
No, but he's Hamish and Andy's boss. He's everyone's boss.
Yeah.
And I saw him, and for a long time, I didn't actually quite know what Grumpy Dave's boss, what his role, what his job title was. Yeah. I didn't get it, because like you said, there's so many bosses.
Yeah.
And then he's recently been named general manager of something. Right. You got a title. And as he was walking away from me in front of the entire, because he sits on the Triple M level, in front of all of Triple M, I said to him, oh, congratulations on finally having a job. I didn't know what you did around here for 5 years.
Right.
And he just double gunned me and went, thanks, mate. And then I'm lying in bed like, Jesus Christ.
That whole office heard that.
Why did I say I didn't know what you did for a job for 5 years in front of all his new employees that he's now the general manager of? Like, I had a douche chill.
You did have a douche chill.
I'm like, oh, God. Right. And I felt like, I'm like, oh, I went to, it was midnight when I had this thought. I went to call Grumpy Dave at midnight and go, mate, I'm so sorry. And what I should have said was, congratulations on the job. You've been at this company for 50 years.
Done.
You've finally got the role you deserve.
And I'm sorry I keep referring to you as Grumpy Dave.
And he's so lovely to me. He gave me my first job. He's known my child her whole life.
Yeah.
And this is what I say to him as he's walking off. Shut up, Em.
Yeah.
Total douche chill.
Turns out there's a lot of douches out there.
131060. I love it when we change a phoner halfway through.
Oh, but retrospective awkwardness still works with douche chill.
Slash douche chill.
Yeah.
When you say something or do something and then it either makes you like shiver because you realize you've been such a douchebag, or you've chilled on it and later on you realize you're a douchebag. Either way, you're a douchebag.
Douchebags, call up now.
Yeah.
I had a retrospective awkwardness where I realized I'd said something to the previous tenant of the house that was just off the cuff. And then turns out I had put my foot in it a little bit and you had a douche chill where you said a thing that you thought was fine at the moment and then as you're falling asleep, you're, oh, God, why did I say that?
Why am I such a mean, horrible, spirited person?
Yes.
And I'm going to go and find Grumpy Dave straight after the show and apologise.
And you'll probably yell across the room and say another thing and have a douche chill later on tonight.
He's just so accepting of my abuse. He has such a kind
face.
If
anything, it's his fault.
Yeah. He makes me. He makes me do it. He's got such a kind face, and he's been my biggest champion at this company, and he's the one who got me back in to do Sydney Breakfast. Yep. And I'm just, he's so lovely that I just want to squish his face sometimes.
You're surrounded by
131060, though. Have you had a douche chill slash retrospective awkwardness?
Hannah in Hunter's Hill. There's a lot of H's.
We could have got two content raves. Like, yeah. We could have saved one till tomorrow.
Sure.
Damn it.
There'll be more things later on.
I hate blowing raves.
I'll go to the shops again.
You know what your raves about going to the shops?
Later on, it's
is there more?
Me going to the shops.
You went to the shops yesterday.
That's all I do now. I have kids and I go to the shops.
You're just a working, busy working mum.
I'm a busy working mum. Get a lot on.
Hannah in Hunter's Hill.
Hi, guys.
Sorry, mate.
I can't believe I made it on.
It's you the did. Triple H.
You did, baby. What happened? Were you having a douche chill or a retrospective awkwardness?
Retrospective awkwardness.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Rolls off the tongue.
So I went for a job at a place that I used to work at.
Yeah.
And the reason I left in the first place was because I hated the manager.
Right.
So I was in the interview and I was under the impression that the person who interviewed me had fired my old manager.
Yes.
Right. So when she asked me why I left, I thought, oh, you know, we're buds about this and I can talk about how much I hated the old manager. And then it wasn't until a couple of hours later that my friend who still works there told me that they were best friends.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm looking
that
for.
That is fantastic. Were there any repercussions, Hannah?
I didn't get the job.
didn't. I had another moment, actually. I sat down with a publicist at the time that was working on my tour, and she was like, do you know any members of the media, of the press, that you have relationships with that we could contact? And I said, oh, yeah, there's this one guy that I kind of know, but I deliberately try and avoid getting to know him better because he's on the other side. And she went, oh, yeah, he's my husband.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm like, well, why don't you lead with that? God.
Is my McDonald's call count as retrospective awkwardness?
No, that was in the moment.
Instant awkwardness?
That was instant awkwardness.
I reckon
awkwardness.
I was about so a minute mine. Between the me saying something about McDonald's and then the person saying, I'm the boss of McDonald's.
Yeah.
I reckon that was a minute.
Yeah.
Great. Bella and Marsden, hello.
Hi, how are you?
What happened?
Okay, so a couple months ago, I went to go visit my dad for my sister's birthday. And when we got there, he wasn't there. And it was clear that him and my stepmom had been fighting. And she was like, he's not here. I was like, oh, okay, well, we'll go see him wherever he is. So we went there and he's like, oh, yeah, no, me and your stepmom, we split up. And I was like, that's terrible because I don't like you and I like her. And
excellent. Continue.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. So I messaged her. I'm like, I'm so sorry that happened. Blah, blah, blah. You must be devastated. I'm on your side. You deserve better. And she's like, oh, this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Super orcs. That's not even retrospective orcs. That's straight up orcs.
You separated your parents?
I did. No. Oh, well, I did because he left my mom when I was a baby, but...
Oh, no. I mean, you separated your dad from his next wife.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
No, because he couldn't actually probably go through with it if they're still together.
Wow.
Okay, what?
So he did...
Bella, let's unpack that.
He said he was going to leave her to you. He didn't tell her that. Then you told her that, and then they didn't break up anyway.
No.
Well.
So how's... How's Christmas for you guys?
I don't want to go.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls. My husband, like, you think, so I woke up this morning and my alarm clock went off and I screamed at it.
Yes.
And I wasn't even conscious. I just said no.
Yeah.
No came out my mouth.
Yeah.
But we need to, my husband, I think my husband's going to kill me in his sleep.
Whoa.
Because he will wake up two or three times a week. He'll sit bolt upright and say, there's someone in the room.
Wow.
So I'm asleep. I'm sound asleep. And then I'll just hear my husband go, oh, there's someone in the room. And so then I'm up. What? And I'm like karate hands.
Both of you need to just chill out. Do you know what I say? I tell you about the time that I've done this a couple of times that I wrestled Hannah in my sleep.
Well, that's what's happened. It's progressing.
She was pregnant.
Oh.
I just started wrestling her.
That's a phoner. 13-10-60. Have you been attacked in your sleep by your partner while they're asleep? Because he does it all the time. We used to call him the Phantom Humper. When we first got together, oh, God, this is bringing back memories.
Yeah.
I would just wake up and he'd just be half, like, trying to...
Have any sleep.
Trying to have his way with me. I'd be like, whoa, mate.
Having
where's the romance
sleeps.
In that? And then I'd go, Scott, and he'd be like, huh, what? And then he'd wake up and it'll be over.
I've done that.
Phantom Humper.
Yeah, no, you're just good. In your sleep. You're
but,
just like,
but because we've been together so long, the Phantom Humper's lost interest.
Yeah.
And now we're just into weird old grumpy guy.
Even the Phantom Humper can't be
bothered. Can't be bothered. So now we've got, he wakes up and what he does is because he thinks there's someone in the room, he then, you know, throws his body over me to protect me. So I'm waking up with this lunatic above me screaming. But then you know what happens? Scott just then goes, lies back down.
And doesn't know it's happened.
And I'm laying there in just a state of panic. Yeah, shaky. Like, what the hell just happened to me? Brody.
One of my best friends has a diagnosed condition called sexsomnia.
Sexsomnia?
What, and 30, does he...
1060, if you've got sexsomnia...
They blocked the lines.
It's because alphabets are about to happen, so all we'll get is alphabets.
Don't bother calling. Idiots,
that
would have
been
win.
A goodie. That's the problem.
Sexsomnia.
Is that the Phantom Humper syndrome?
Yep. So sexsomnia is when you don't actually consciously know that you're having sex. So his girlfriend is kind of participative in the whole lot. But
wow.
Yeah. Okay. He doesn't know he's doing it.
That is not a good.
That's amazing.
That is not a good thing to have.
Now, let me be very clear to any creepy jerks out there that just heard that. If you use sexsomnia as an excuse for sexual assault.
No.
But I imagine it's actually a thing.
Well, it is. Until they get old and grumpy and then they just start throwing themselves on you. Like there's a grenade about to go off.
Yeah. It's like sleepwalking is funny and also not.
I sleep ate a salami roll the other night. Woke up at the fridge. That reminds me. I was at the fridge.
Yeah.
I woke up and I had a roll in my hand with salami and a whole... Oh, my God. Why haven't I
Hang on. Was it made in the fridge or did you make it?
No, I woke up with... I don't know what happened, but I had a whole block of cheese in a roll and some salami. I've suppressed this.
Right.
I've suppressed this. I wog-ate in my sleep.
You wog-ate. Sleep wog-ate.
I wogged it up so hard. It was a whole block of Havarti. A whole block of Havarti with salami. And I'm talking five pieces just crunched in a roll.
I'm into this. I'm into it. I want to know all of the sleep talking.
I have problems.
Sleep walking, sleep talking.
I'm sleep wogging.
Sleep wogging.
Phantom humping. Sleep there's grenades, wogging. Sleep grenading. There's people breaking in and then I'm at this.
I slept poo once.
What?
I
woke up. Okay, now there's another phone. What have you done in your sleep?
Yeah, I woke up mid-poo. I'm like, how'd I get here?
Imagine if all of them combined at once.
This is the Emerson
Radio Show with Holly Green. Hey, you sexy jerks. It's time to not give away $50,000.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Are we
all about
are
it?
Are we? Really?
Are we really?
Or are we not about it at all?
Or are we like a travelling circus that brings along some carnies who tell you that you're going to win a prize, but they've rigged the game so that you can't?
Are we just a house of lies?
Yep.
Yes, we are.
Everyone wins a prize. Steps up a small woman and they whack the hammer down and it dings the bell and the big bloke goes, I can do it, and then he hits it and it doesn't. Oh.
Wow, we're going dark.
Listen, I want this person to win this money.
Okay, Mel in Oakville, hello. I laughed
Good morning.
A little too long. My laughter went too long then.
Yeah, it went too long.
Actually lost
it
the plot.
It went maniacal.
Mel, what will you do with $50,000 if you win it?
I would actually quit my job.
That's a bad choice.
Well, yeah, I'm studying, so I want to change careers. So, oh, and it's good. Also my birthday today, so I would absolutely party hard. Hey.
How old?
I'm 36.
28. Good girl.
Yep. 21.
21. 21. I don't know how old you are, but you sound fresh.
Okay.
So,
I'm handing you over to Quizmaster Hartley.
Mel, listen.
Yeah?
Your letter's E, one of the vowels. E. It's a good one. There's lots of things that start with E. What I want to say to you is, if you feel like you can't get it, let's just pass quick. At least get you some $800, $900 territory.
Oh, this is where we're at now. Yeah. We're just trying to help
we're
people
just
get
some
anything.
Just trying to give you some greenbacks.
All right.
So you know the rules. 30 seconds starts after the first question. Got to take your first answer. You can only use an answer once.
Sure.
I'm like Ron Burgundy.
You can only read. So, you always read what's in front of you.
Yeah. So I have to write it down here in case we get to it.
Oh, is that nah?
Yeah, it's fine. We'll be fine. Everyone's doing great. So your time is about to start because I'm going to read the first question for all your E answers.
All right,
Mel. Name a car part.
Pass.
A sport.
Pass.
A Mexican dish.
Enchiladas.
An African country.
Ethiopia.
A male actor.
Eric Banner.
A type of fish.
Pass.
An emoji.
Pass.
A book title.
Pass.
A school subject.
English.
A Tom Cruise film.
Pass.
A car part.
Engine.
Great.
Good speed.
We got you some more money because you did passing quickly. It still was only $500.
$500. That's so awesome. My birthday.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Well done.
Always look on the bright side of life. Thanks, Mel. And thanks to everyone who tried to get through. You can just keep trying because the questions are just getting more and more ridiculous. Tom Cruise film starting with E. Oh, that really well-known one, Endless Love. Brr, never heard of it. Well, who else was in that movie?
Don't
who?
Know.
Anyone? Does anyone? Anyone know it? Nah.
Edge of Tomorrow was another one.
Whatever.
Never heard of it.
So, I don't believe in homework.
Me either.
Good.
On every level.
I don't believe
from
in it.
From school through to actual jobs. You don't take your work home. It's about work-life balance. It's a very important issue.
I think certain parts of our education system are stuck in the dark ages.
Yep.
I really do. I don't think they're up to like how we live our lives now.
Yeah.
And my kid now, because of the way society is, she spends her day on a screen because all the schoolwork is electronic now.
Sure.
And her textbooks are online and there's apps.
That's how it is.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
The teachers, they email the kids. And then I don't want her coming home.
Teachers email kids.
Yeah. The teachers email at our school. They email the kids their homework every Sunday, I think it comes out.
Nope. Yeah. Sunday is the day for hanging out.
Well, this is my point. My kid is 10.
Yeah.
And she's coming home from school and then getting on a screen again.
Yeah.
She should be out catching rabbits and leprechauns.
Breaking limbs. You don't want to hear that. No, that's what kids should be doing.
I didn't break limbs when I was a kid.
Oh,
I was like a ninja.
I broke everything.
Agile. she came first in both of her events at regional athletics yesterday.
Oh,
little star. You know what? That's great.
Congratulations, Odie.
Because she's used to her sister dominating in the athletics field. Odie came home with two lib ribbons yesterday and just shoved them in Chella's face and said, suck on that. It was so good.
Gracious winner.
Gracious winner. So I made an appointment because I kept getting this. I got three emails in one day. Odie's failed to submit her homework for this. Odie's failed to submit her homework for this. And I just kept ignoring them, hoping they'd go away like a good human.
They don't go
They
away.
Do not. Yeah. So I went to see her teacher. Her teacher is fantastic.
Great.
Love her teacher.
That's good.
She's a great woman, great human. And big fan of the show, loves the show.
Right.
So I know you're listening. Hello, Sandra. And so I get in there and I said, Sanj, I just want you to know, and I want you to know this was after I'd recorded the gem. So I had glitter all the way down my face.
Excellent.
First thing I said was, I'm so sorry about my face. I know it's going to be hard to take me seriously right now. I have a lot of gold glitter going on.
Yeah.
And she got over that fact. She said, Em, I already come to school with glitter all the time. We've just stopped questioning it. We understand.
Yeah.
It's your house motto.
Yeah.
I am Em Marciano, House of Glitter, mother
There's
of
a
drag
lot of,
queens.
Yes.
And so I said, Sanj, I don't believe in homework, neither does Scott. So please stop sending me emails saying she's behind in the homework because I want my kid home outside playing in the sun.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
You know what she said? She's like, okay, thank you. Because it's not the teachers setting the homework because they want to. It's the teachers setting the homework because there are some crazy parents out there who think their kids need to be always studying to get the best NAPLAN results, to get the best test results, to get into the best university.
No.
And they're not letting their kids have a childhood.
And you know what? The, all judgment aside, if you want that for your kid, that's
fine.
Yes, whatever.
Don't force it on my glorious
absolutely
idiot.
Absolutely not.
Let her play.
Let them be at home.
I think homework should be optional. Do you know what I mean? I think set it. And just make it separate to the classwork. So do the and it's grade five. I get homework in VCE, and even then, whatever.
Yeah.
But don't give my 10-year-old, my glorious 10-year-old, times tables, rote learning.
If you can, look, I know there's a lot, but teachers are really up against it. There's big classes.
Yes.
It's very hard to get what you need to get into the kids' heads. I get it. But if you can't get it done at school, the day's over.
Don't send it home to me.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And the teachers, too, you shouldn't be taking homework home.
No. So basically, everyone. I'm on a rampage against homework. And I did a little video about how I was a bit nervous about telling your teacher I don't give her stuff. But she was very, she said, that's fine. If you're cool with it and Odie's up to date with her classwork, then I'm cool with
it.
And that was a great interaction between
her
and I. And so I'm on a rampage. I openly will say now, I don't believe in homework. I don't think your kids at primary school age should be doing it.
Yep.
And if you're a teacher now and if you're a parent now listening and you agree with me, then I reckon we need to do something about it.
Because
our kids are getting fatter and sicker and we need to stop that. We need to make kids go outside and play.
And enjoy.
Stay in front of the screen.
Their childhood.
You're on 2GB. Coming up next, roundabouts. Are they really effective? Our friends at Tom's Organic just sent you a box of nappies, and we're happy to plug those guys because they have donated 2,000 sanitary products to Share the Dignity, who distribute pads and tampons to homeless women.
We've had a number of emails from women saying they went out and bought some just to help support that.
It's so fantastic.
Brilliant.
It's so great.
Excellent.
It's so great. So, Tom's,
do you want to unpack what I was talking about?
Do we want to do that?
Sure.
Harley reckons... Okay, if you've recently had children or you've ever had children, Harley's just announced, because he's Mr. Hipster, because he's Mr. Captain Planet, that he is planning on switching
We're
his...
We're considering. We haven't made
no,
the
he hasn't, and I reckon I'll be an advocate for talking you out of it, just so you're not tired every day.
Sure.
Or half-half.
Yeah.
But you would...
Cloth nappies.
Yeah. Yeah. Every mother in Sydney and father is just laughing maniacally in their car now.
Sure.
Harley wants to switch to cloth nappies. I have memories of my mum with buckets of bleach and sticks.
Yes.
Just pushing
my
them.
My mum as well.
Do you remember that smell?
And
that...
we're also, when we say cloth nappies of our era, we were just a square of terry toweling that had to be origamied into a nappy.
And big pins.
They don't like that anymore.
Has there been advancements in cloth nappies?
Huge advancements. There's a two-stage nappy.
Do they suck up the moisture so the kid doesn't wake up 8 times a night?
Yeah, they do way more. They take the moisture away from the body a lot quicker. But there's the outer bit, which has just got clip pins, and the inner bit that clip pins into that. No, they're not called clip pins. Push studs. Push buttons. Jesus.
These
words.
Things.
Correct.
Yeah.
Those things. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. And so you take the inner lining out and you rinse that off into, say... Maybe an eco composter that you're going to put on Anyway, Toms, thanks for your nappies.
I just think
if you want to send me more because you're convinced that I shouldn't do cloth nappies,
I'm sure these break down and are environmentally friendly.
Well, I'll be looking into it.
I'm sure they are.
They said so.
But can I just say, good on you for wanting to do cloth nappies.
Yeah.
That's extremely admirable.
Sure.
But I give you a week.
Okay.
1 week,
especially as Walt
heads into nuggets, the size of nuggets.
Yeah, but nuggets are easy. Little nuggies, you just pick them out.
Cloth nappies are great in theory,
but
in practical practice, in play, when you are sleep deprived and it's 3 a.m. and he's pooed himself at the fair time that night and you're changing that cloth nappy and you got to disinfect it and you got poo under your fingernails, then you're wishing for those disposables back.
I'm basically covered in poo for the last 7 years.
Even before then.
It's got nothing to do with children. I don't know how to wipe properly.
All this week, it has been and will continue to be National Science Week. Yeah, it's great. Good fun times. You'll have seen me. A lot of people seeing me on the Science Week ad. No, I'm just being a bit sassy, wearing a blue cape, whatever.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm involved with Science Week is because I love inspiring kids to be curious. I think we need to ask more questions. I think we need to discover more things. We also need more ladies involved in science.
Yes.
So it's an exciting time, especially for science at the moment. And so every day we're having someone on who's a part of the scientific community and investigating something we find interesting. Mm. And today is funny that he's here because we went off on a weird tangent before about this very topic.
Yes.
Dr. Denham Aspey. Dr. Aspey, I hope I've said that correctly.
You have. Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome in.
Now, you are a leading expert on...
lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming.
Tell us, talk us through lucid dreaming.
Tell me about that.
Okay, lucid dreaming is when you're in a dream and you then realize that you're dreaming while the dream is still happening. So you're still asleep, you're still in the dream, and you know that you're dreaming. That's a lucid dream.
Awesome.
Wow. So, wow. So it's being conscious inside your subconscious.
Yeah, pretty much. And this then allows you to actually control the dream. So, and this is something you can get better at with practice. But if you get to a high degree of proficiency with this, you can basically do anything you can imagine within your dreams.
Shut your mouth. Lock it down, Dr. Aspie. Lock it right down.
That's a lot of fun.
I wouldn't... Are you telling me that there are some people in this world who can control their dreams?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that can be taught to people as well. It's something I can do myself, and it's something that I teach the participants of my lucid dreaming studies.
No.
Hey, how is this any different to daydreaming and fantasizing?
Yeah.
It's very different because daydreaming and fantasizing it's not an immersive, fully realistic feeling experience for most people. So you're still awake and you're just thinking about something basically and visualizing it. A lucid dream, on the other hand, feels just as real as waking life. So all of the senses are working at full capacity. You can touch, you can smell, you can feel the wind on your skin. It's quite amazing and you need to experience it to really know just how vivid it can be.
Harley's skeptical.
Oh, no, I'm
not
skeptical.
Is that your skeptical face?
No, 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 I'm not skeptical.
I couldn't read your look then.
No. I'm definitely into this.
How?
Well, I do that thing where I talk to you about mindfulness, how to calm the mind so you can fall asleep. And quite often, I'm interested to hear your point of view on this, Dr. Aspie. Whatever I'm being mindful about in the moment to take me into sleep, I then start having dreams about it.
Common. Yeah, and this is similar to a kind of lucid dreaming technique called awake-induced lucid dream. It's actually possible to maintain your conscious awareness as you're falling asleep and never lose it. It's very difficult, but you can be falling asleep, you stay conscious, and then you just find that a dream will manifest around you and then off you go.
So you're the only person in the world that when someone says to you, I want to tell you about my dream, you actually care. Because I tell you.
Well, there's other people doing this research overseas, but as far as I know, I'm the only person studying lucid dreaming here in Australia.
That is so... I've never been more into anything in my life. You're a lucid dreamer yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
So where do you take yourself? What are your... can you divulge? Are they freaky?
My deepest, darkest fantasies.
Yeah, what do you do with yourself every night? Do you lucid dream every night?
I don't, unfortunately, lucid dream every night. I can increase the frequency if I do the techniques that I've studied. So I actually had a lucid dream a few nights ago where I woke up in my bedroom and I did what's called a reality test to see if I was awake or dreaming. Now, this is a common technique and it involves doing a test that has a different result whether you're awake or dreaming. And if you make a habit of this during the day, the idea is that you'll find yourself doing it while you're sleeping at night as well. And then the test will come up positive and then you find yourself dreaming. So what I did is you take your fingers of your right hand and you just try to push them through your left hand. It sounds bizarre. Just like that. So you push your fingers through your hand. And if you're awake, obviously nothing happens. But if you're dreaming, usually your fingers will just go right through your hand.
What does it mean that mine just went right through my hand?
You need to get to a doctor.
Now, I recommend a psychiatrist.
That ship's out, buddy.
Is this something that needs sobriety to do well? Or are there substances that may help you lucid dreaming?
Scientifically speaking.
Yeah, of course. So this is actually an area that I'm quite interested in because there are some supplements that may be able to increase lucid dreaming quite dramatically. Mm. So I actually did another large national study on the effects of B vitamins on dreaming, and I found that taking vitamin B6 in a high dose just before bed increased the amount of content people record from their dreams.
Really?
So you must be careful. Very high doses of B6 can be a bit risky. You have to do it under medical supervision, but there are some substances that might be able to enhance the effectiveness of these techniques even further.
Yeah, so don't go home and shelve a bottle of B6 and think you're going to be able to take yourself to RuPaul's house and have a cup of tea.
Definitely don't shelve it.
I said that to myself.
Don't shelve it. Not recommended.
That was more a self.
Oral administration only. Yeah.
Well, you're the reason we love science. You've taken it down this route and you just genuinely were into it and curious. Dr. Aspi, I'm going to go research you way, way more. This is so interesting. I didn't know this was a thing. Thank you for being a dream nerd. It's amazing.
Thank you. And I just add, if anyone's interested in my work or wants to participate in my research, it's www.luciddreamingaustralia.com. And you can sign up for my studies there. And I'll just add as well that I'm doing a lot of work with National Science Week this week. So if you want to learn about science more generally, scienceweek.net.au, there's over 2,000 events you can go and see.
Thank Good you, on you for Dana. Doing my plug for me. That's amazing.
What a science.
Yeah, Science Week, guys, get out and see an event. Dr. Aspi, you're a you and I genuinely seem to be going, I want to go home right now and lucid dream. Thanks, Dr. Aspi.
Thank you.
I obviously talk a lot about my flat-out obsession with eyebrows.
Yes.
Okay.
On brand, Ed Sheeran kind of sparked a little bit of eyebrow issue in this studio.
I slept in that morning and you guys surprised me with Ed Sheeran and the first thing I said to him was, I'm so sorry, I haven't drawn my eyebrows on.
And then you got under a desk.
And then I got under a desk. And because I was a child of the 90s and I plucked them to look like thin slugs because that's what everyone else did and then they never grew back.
Yeah.
And I have had them microbladed on, tattooed on. Lux brows and lashes. Thanks,
Whereas
Kim.
I am rocking the equivalent of a 70s bush.
Yeah, yeah. I'm jealous.
Above my eyes.
And then I was kind
of... These are trimmed.
I was looking, trolling around, and I noticed someone mentioned that they were getting an eyebrow transplant. This was online. What? And I'm like, what?
Recent deceased person has given
understand. Yeah, it's... Yeah, a morgue's now black marketing eyebrows? Because that would work. Oh,
weird.
And everyone would just, are you just like taking, just imagine John Howard donating. He'd be a number one donator. Imagine, because those eyebrows are incredible.
Yeah, and also all the eyebrows are from deceased people, so they're just in the shocked position.
Yeah, what happened? what happens is you use a section of skin that's grown hair somewhere else on your body.
Okay.
And generally that would be a place where there is a lot of hair. Your pubes.
The pubis region.
So what happens is you can go to the back of your scalp if you want, or your pubic hair.
Well.
When the hair's in situ, it still grows at the speed in which it grew in its original place.
Which, by the way,
is fast.
Pubic hair renews itself every 6 months.
I got to thinking.
Twice how many fall out.
I mean, I struggle to maintain my crotchal area in the winter months. It's a mess.
Yeah.
But what happens to my eyebrows when I get the same slackness happen? I'm just going to need to just pop them back with some curtain ties.
You will. You'll need to just pop a little bow around the edges of it.
And you just imagine that. Just a curtain above your eyes with just curly pubes that you have to be trying to sweep aside like a 90s fringe.
Here's a fun fact, though, about eyebrows. I can't believe I know this much about eyebrows. That if you want to know the colour of a person's pubic region, it is the same colour as their eyebrows.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, if they're a ginger fantapan, it's most likely they've got gingery in their eyebrows.
Yeah, my gingers do.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be commenting. Nah. I got to tell you, something I'm considering.
Putting your pubic region on your face.
No, but then I realised you do have to trim it as you would trim your pubic region, and that's just not happening. But my goodness, any of you out there have got bushy eyebrows, thank you. That joke was written by Lucy, my personal assistant. Bushy eyebrows. I'd love to see. If you know anyone who's had their pubes put on their face, please send me a photo.
Intentionally.
Please.
Not when they've fallen asleep at a party and they've trimmed it and just stuck it on your face.
Well, see, if this was my dad, if I told my dad this, he goes, I'll do it. Give me some liquid nails in your groin. Let's go. These I am and Harley's favourite things. It's time now to give away favourite things. It's so good. John Farnham in December, Ed Sheeran in March, Harry Styles in April, and $1,000 cash.
It's a bloody great prize.
I mean, we're not giving them away personally to you. It's just tickets to see them sing.
Yeah, you don't get those people.
That would be such a good prize.
Wouldn't it?
It would be human trafficking, though.
In December, you get John Farnham. You can do whatever you want.
I would enter
him.
That competition.
What would you do?
I'd rig it.
Where would you put him?
I'd make him just sing, monkey.
Would you? In a cage. John Farnham in a cage.
I wouldn't put him in a cage. I'd put him on a comfortable chaise lounge.
Yes.
In a cage.
In a cage.
Yeah.
Chaise lounge.
Brianna. Hey,
oh
Brianna.
My God, have I won?
No. We're just chatting.
No, we're
having
a chat.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys so much. I'm happy to be talking to you right now.
Oh, there you go. You have run, then.
There's yeah, you've run, won, man.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It says here you're Ed Sheeran's biggest fan.
I am his biggest fan. I really and truly am. I love Ed Sheeran so much. Like, I listen to his songs all the time.
Do you have a picture of him on your wall? Do you make out with it?
Not really, but, you know, that could happen one day.
Never say never. Don't put her in a box. Don't put limitations on Brianna's life. Yep. She could be aspiring to that.
Yep.
She could be collecting DNA samples to build her own Ed Sheeran. We've just given her the final key to be able to go and make her own Frankenstein.
Ed Sheeran sex
doll. That's right. Thank you so much, guys. I love you.
Oh, we love you. Thank you so much. And you got $1,000 too. You got $1,000 as well.
That's good.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. She sounds...
She's wonderful.
So delightful.
Yeah.
I'm leaving before I lose my job.
I'm going. The MRCI.